Earlier this week, a U.S. federal judge ordered that 17 Chinese Muslim Uyghurs held at the Guantanamo Bay prison camp be released into the United States, and then a three-judge panel blocked that ruling. Joining me again for an update on the situation is Human Rights Watch Senior Counterterrorism Counsel Jennifer Daskal. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Can you explain a little about who the Uyghurs are? Haven't they been victims of discrimination in China?
That's exactly right. The Uyghurs, it's a group of Chinese Muslims from Turkestan in China, and they have long been part, or that region has long been involved in somewhat of a separatist struggle with China. The Uyghurs have long been persecuted by China, and the U.S. government in this case has recognized that these men cannot be sent back to China because there is a very real risk that they would be tortured and, in some cases, possibly even killed if returned.
But the Chinese want them to be labeled terrorists, Uyghurs in general, don't they?
That's absolutely right. They want the movement, it's called the East Turkestan Islamist Movement, to be called the terrorist organization. And in fact, the U.S. government did designate the East Turkestan Islamist Movement a terrorist organization in late 2002. But these men were arrested. They were picked up far from China, and they were not fighting China at the time. They were, in fact, picked up in Pakistan, sold to the United States. There are currently 17 Uyghurs still in Guantanamo. The vast majority of them were living together in what's been loosely called a Uyghur camp in Afghanistan in late 2001. Some have acknowledged to be training on the single Kalashnikov rifle that was reportedly in the camp in an effort to possibly go back and join a separatist movement in China. But as I said, there was a single weapon there, as far as we know.
So they had no connection to the Taliban or to Osama bin Laden?
Absolutely not. And these individuals, they've been cleared for release for years. Most of them have been cleared for release since before 2004. The case of one of them was heard by the D.C. Circuit, the Court of Appeals, the Federal Court of Appeals in D.C., and that court ruled ruled explicitly that it's indisputed that these men have no connection to the Taliban, no connection to al-Qaeda, and have never committed or intended to commit any single hostile act against the United States.
So why have they been in prison so long, and why have they been, has their release been held back for 4 years since they were cleared?
Well, the problem is, as I said, the United States has recognized to its credit that it cannot send them back to China.
And there's no other country in the world they could be sent to?
Well, there's certainly, they could and should be sent to many other countries. The United States has tried for years now to convince its European allies, Canada, other countries, to take these Uyghurs. In 2006, five other Uyghurs were actually resettled in Albania. But since then, it's been unable to convince other countries to accept these men. And what is the common refrain from other countries, we understand, is why should we resettle these guys if you're not willing to do so?
Well, the United States,
which is a great question.
They could come to the United States. The Associated Press reported that the small Uyghur community in Washington, D.C. has been preparing for their arrival and cooking traditional Uyghur meals. Since they are not a danger to anyone, why won't the United States take them?
Well, that's the $10 million question. As you said, there's a group of Uyghurs in the Washington, D.C. area who, there's 17 different families, each of whom have agreed to take these men into their homes. There is a Lutheran refugee resettlement organization who's promised to help provide job training and language training. There's a group of religious leaders who have helped provide spiritual guidance. So there's a support system in place for these men if and when the United States is willing to resettle them into the United States. There is no good reason why the United States won't take them in other than a pure unwillingness to or a desire to prevent these men from being a symbol, which they will become, of the of the failures of the United States Guantanamo policy. If these men are in the United States, their story will be told, and it will be told in a much more direct and in-your-face way than if these men were shipped off to Germany or to Albania or to any other country. And the reality is that these men simply were a sad case of wrong place, wrong time, and have now been in Guantanamo for nearly 7 years without charge and without any evidence that they ever intended to commit any single hostile act against the United States.
So the U.S. federal judge ordered that they be released into the United States. And then this three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for Washington, D.C. blocked that release. What reason did they give? Simply that they couldn't send them to Albania?
The three-judge panel didn't give a reason. The government filed for an emergency stay. And
what, the U.S. the White House?
Yes, the White House, the Justice Department. So they filed for an emergency stay, and the court granted the stay, saying that they wanted a chance to review the arguments on both sides before there was a final action, before these men were brought here. So it's still a very live question before the courts as to what will happen next.
And what were the concerns of the White House about the release of the Uyghurs? What did they tell the court was a good reason to keep them at Guantanamo Bay?
Right. I mean, the White House has basically taken a position that its executive detention decisions cannot be subject to meaningful judicial review. In other words, the courts can review the detention decisions and decide whether or not the detention is illegal or not, which the Supreme Court ruled that courts are able to do when it restored habeas rights for the Guantanamo detainees. But the executive branch's opinion basically would want to turn these decisions into advisory opinions that the executive could ignore or listen to at will. And what they're saying is that no court can order, can force the executive's hand and force it to bring non-citizens into the United States. The administration's also raising immigration law bars, terrorism-related bars in immigration law that preclude anybody who's ever associated with any sort of armed group from entering into the United States. What the government's repeatedly ignored in its arguments before the court and in its submissions is that when Congress passed the law, it explicitly gave the administration discretionary waiver authority to ensure that in cases like this, where there are compelling reasons to bring deserving individuals into the United States, that the executive has the power to waive those bars and certainly should in this case.
So no one is saying these guys are guilty. They're simply concerned about a precedent being set for other detainees at Guantanamo.
Yes, although, I mean, the administration is somewhat speaking out of two sides of its mouth in this case. As I said before, it's been trying for years to get other countries to resettle these men and has been telling its European allies for years that these men are harmless, which all evidence points to the fact that they are, in fact, harmless. Yet when the U.S. administration got before the court on Tuesday and in its filings in the D.C. Court of Appeals, it raises the specter that these men would somehow pose some sort of security threat and is using these scare tactics as a reason for prohibiting their release into the United States.
So what's your sense? Are the Uyghurs going to be kept at Guantanamo for a lot more?
I certainly hope not. I mean, these men, as I said, have been there for nearly 7 years without charge. There's near universal recognition that that they simply were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and there's absolutely no justification for them to be for their continued detention in Guantanamo. And the United States, unfortunately, created the problem and now has an obligation to find a solution, and at this point, its efforts to resettle these men elsewhere have failed, and it's time to bring them into the United States and get them out of Guantanamo, finally.
I want to thank you so much for being with us. We've been talking with Jennifer Daskal, who is Human Rights Watch Senior Counterterrorism Counsel. And by the way, we have posted a link to interviews I did last summer about the Uyghurs on our show page at WNYC.org. You might want to check all of that out. Thank you again, Jennifer.
Thank you. Take care.